stand. But in the meantime, would you turn your Bibles over to the New Testament Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1, verse 18 through 25. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1. And while you're turning, again, I want to thank Pastor Jerry and the entire church for inviting us back once again. As he said, and it's so true, Jamil and I, we've been in full-time evangelistic ministry. The year of 2020 makes 30 years that we've been in full-time evangelizing. And I know what you're thinking. Brother Mike, Jamil must have only been 5 years old when you started. But you were already an old guy when you started. But it's true what Pastor said. In the month of December, many churches are very busy with their Christmas programs and different activities, and they don't usually invite a guest speaker or guest singers. And I just want to thank Pastor for having the heart that he's had for many years. And Sister Teresa, I've learned with Pastor Jerry, I have to be careful what I say. What do you mean by that? I say this in the most respectful way. I have to be careful how I compliment him, because he's such a giving man. And this has only been just a 2-3 years ago. We came here early one Sunday morning. We backed our RV up to the door and was unloading equipment. And when Pastor came in, I was just carried away with the blazer that he had on. It was nice. It looked like just the expensive leather. And I said, I know Miss Teresa got that for him. And I just told him, Pastor, I you're looking mighty sharp. I love that jacket. Would you know, later that same week, I received in the mail a jacket just like that. He's a giving man. Amen. Give him a hand of appreciation, would you? We love you, Pastor. Thank you so much. If you're physically able to stand, would you stand as we honor the Word of God? And if you found Matthew chapter 1, verse 18, if you found that, say, I've got it. Verse 18, it reads, now, the birth of Jesus was on this wise. When, as his mother, Mary was espoused or betrothed or engaged, it's a deeper meaning than what we know of engagement, but espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, that's how serious the betrothal is. They're already referring to Joseph as her husband. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately or secretly. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream. Now, let me interject to here, and I'm not going to preach before I preach, but I made the same point last year in a different message. King James, as I'm reading, King James Version, they often say, behold. Here in North Carolina, here in the United States, mostly, we don't usually greet one another or we're saying something. I don't walk over to Brother Ricky and say, behold. He'll look at me like I've lost my mind. So what do they mean? Behold. Well, here in North Carolina, we wouldn't say behold. We would say, look at here. Look at here. Well, in other words, we're getting your attention. So we're letting you know we're about to say something very important. So the angel said, behold, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I know you've heard this verse many, many times, but I believe, as I share with you today, we're going to find out how God's word is relevant today, not only for Joseph, but for you and I as well. May we bow our heads and go to our Lord in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, I love you that you are God alone and there's none like you. Lord, I thank you for sending your only begotten Son as a sacrificial lamb, Lord. He was not sinful. He was holy and blameless without sin, but he bore our sins that we could be redeemed. And God, I'm so thankful. Lord, if there be any in our congregation today that does not know you as Savior, Lord, and should there be any viewing on Facebook Live, Lord, I pray that you would speak specifically and directly to their hearts to let them know that you love them to send your Son to die for their sins. Anoint me to preach, Lord. Open our hearts, open our ears, and we'll forever give you praise, honor, and glory. We ask it in Jesus' name, and together everyone said, amen. Before you're seated, I know in COVID-19 we don't usually shake hands or hug necks, but would you just turn around and wave at somebody and tell them, you sure look good in God's house today. Tell them, you're looking good in God's house today, and then you may be seated. Amen. You look good in God's house today. Now, I want you to know that I will be mindful of the time if you will be mindful of the Spirit. That was two of you. Let me try that one more time. I will be mindful of the time if you will be mindful of the Spirit. Now, most of our home folks know that Jamil and I, we're Native American. We're from the Halawasaponi Indian tribe. So let me give you an Indian sign language. This means yes. I'll be mindful of the time if you will be mindful of the Spirit. Amen. The year of 2020 has been unlike any year in my life, no doubt in your life, perhaps even in the entire history of man. In fact, Matthew's gospel, prophetic scriptures overall talks about in the end days, perilous times shall come. Scripture gives us the word that men's hearts will be failing them for fear and looking out for those things which are coming upon the earth. Now, Brother Mills, are you here to preach gloom and doom? Absolutely not, because when we know Jesus as our personal Savior, it's not gloom and doom. It's we're acknowledging the Lord is fulfilling His prophetic promise. For the next few moments, I would like to share with you, and I place an emphasis on verse 20, but while he thought on these things, in other words, something was weighing heavily on Joseph's mind. While he thought on these things, that's kind of a nice way to say he was very concerned, perhaps worried, perhaps some of us could identify better if I use the term he was anxious. He was on the verge of having an anxiety attack. While he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him. How many knows that in your darkest hours, that's where God will meet you in your point of need? The angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not. That's what I want to speak to you today. Sister Darnell, would you flash that and let our folks. Today's message, fear not. Look at somebody and tell them, fear not. When I was a little boy, about 5-6 years old, We had a large family. I have six siblings, mom and dad, and all of us lived in the same house. And for a while, my brother and I slept in a twin-sized bed in the same room my mom and dad stayed in. And me being the baby, 5 years old, 4 or 5 years old, sometimes I would have a hard time going to sleep. I was afraid when they cut the lights out, and I would say to my mom, she's over, dad snoring, and she's over there asleep, and mom, and finally she would answer, and I said, mom, tell me when you sleep. Let me know when you sleep. I'm afraid to be awake by myself. Okay, baby, go to sleep. Don't be afraid. She told me, it wasn't in that same phrasing, but she was saying, fear not. I was afraid of ghosts and goblins and boogeymans and things that creep and crawl in the dark being 4 or 5 years old, but she said, fear not. We're living in a day and time that we need somebody to let us know, don't fear. Fear not. Somebody needs to let us know, men and women of faith, fear not. Everything's going to be all right. Fear not. God has already gone before you. He's working things out that you and I can't even see. For the next few moments, I want to speak on the thought, fear not. You know, there are fear nots of Christmas. One of the fear nots of Christmas over in the Gospel of Luke, and you won't have to turn there, but Luke's Gospel chapter 1 and verse 13. Let me read that very quickly to you. He says, but the angel said unto him, fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. So, you know the story behind Zacharias and Elizabeth and their miracle baby, John. But the angel had to calm him down and say, fear not. Well, also, we read in this same chapter, just a few verses down in verse 30. I'll read it for you. And the angel said unto her, speaking to Mary, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. Imagine Mary. Now, I know in our day and time, and I want to be very respectful how I say this, but it's a rare thing to have a young woman, a young lady, and she's of age. We don't typically walk around and call her the Virgin Jamil, the Virgin Karen. But the Bible has specifically, time and time again, notated that Mary was a virtuous woman. And in their custom, in their day, Mary could have been literally taken to the gate of the city and stoned to death, especially if she was found with child during her betrothal or engagement period. And she and Joseph, as the Bible says, had not known one another. So these are some of the fear nots of the Bible over, of Christmas rather, over in Luke chapter 2 and verse 10. And the angel said unto them, fear not. Somebody say, fear not. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be unto all people. This fear not is for the shepherds abiding in the field. Now imagine, a shepherd lives a pretty much an isolated life. You're on a hillside and you smell the stench of livestock and their waste. It's not pretty, but it's true. And you smell other shepherds, and there's not much excitement, an occasional coyote that you chase away. But all of a sudden, a blinding light. Yes. And a heavenly host appear before you. And the first thing they have to do is calm you down. And they say, fear not. See, God prepares us for something big that we're on the threshold of. So I want to tell you today, Westmoreland, behold, fear not, God is about to do something in the body of Christ. Can you give our Lord a hand of praise for that promise? Glory to God and bless His name. So I've talked about the fear nots of Christmas, Zacharias, Mary, and the shepherds. But as I read initially, Joseph needed a fear not. Everything was going so well for him. He was betrothed or engaged to the girl of his dreams. Here sits the girl of my dreams right here. I've told you here, Westmoreland, before we met in the second grade. She was after me way back then. When she entered in the second grade and I was going through the second grade for the third time. I'm kidding on that, but going through elementary and middle school and high school, and when we started dating, and we dated for almost 8 or 9 years, and finally we were engaged. And I knew her. I knew her family. Can you imagine how heartbroken and grieved I would be as a young Christian man, honoring my faith, finding what I thought to be a virtuous young woman? I've made it public. I'm going to marry that Evans girl. I'm going to make her happy. I'm going to make her my wife. And then the next thing I hear, Pastor Ricky, is that she's expecting a package. And as Michael Jackson used to sing, the kid is not my son. Can you imagine how Joseph feels? They were making plans for their future, and all of a sudden, he finds out, as the Bible says, that she was with child. She was, as we know, that she was pregnant. And suddenly, his world seemed to be crashing down around him. He was afraid for his future. So like Joseph, sometimes, hear me church, sometimes you and I need a fear not. Amen. When we feel like Joseph. Can somebody say amen? While Joseph was worrying, God was working. I wish somebody would get a hold of that. Amen. While Joseph was worrying, God was working. So a fear not for times when we feel like we've been let down. Let me go back over to Matthew chapter, our text in Matthew chapter 1. My computer is having a mind of its own, and it's saying, I shall not be moved. And I'm thinking of that song, If I Had a Hammer. Verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found of child. In other words, it looked like Mary had been unfaithful. We often come to the wrong conclusion about what's going on. We often get worried and fearful because of how things look. But the worries and fears of the coronavirus, COVID-19, a worldwide pandemic, and certainly I'm not trying to diminish the severity of it, but sometimes we worry about things that have not actually culminated, have not actually manifested. We're borrowing trouble that has not happened and may not ever happen. And Joseph was worried. He had come to the wrong conclusion. No wonder Jesus warned us about judging others in Matthew chapter 7. He said, judge not that you be not judged. Can you say amen? So while Joseph, as I said, while Joseph was worrying, God was working. God was working out a plan for his life. Look at somebody and tell them, while you're worrying, God is working. Amen. Mary had not been unfaithful. She was the prophesied virgin with child. According to Isaiah chapter 7, she was pregnant, if I could use this term loosely, she was pregnant with a promise. Oh, he is the promised child. He is the Christ. He is Emmanuel, God with her, with us. The angel said he'll come to save his people. They said, and the government shall rest upon his shoulders. Can you say amen? So what Joseph thought was sinful was actually sacred. Let that sink in. People can't understand, Pastor Jerry, while the church is still worshiping. They don't understand why you still got a little pep in your step when it seems like the world is in disarray. Well, I said it earlier, while we're still worrying, God is still working. Can you give him a hand of praise for that promise? What Joseph thought was sinful was actually sacred. He didn't have all the facts. We must stop worrying and fretting ourselves about the failures of others. God is in control. We worry about, well, this preacher messed up. This worship leader messed up. The Bible says in Psalm chapter 37, fret not thyself because of evil doers. God promises a remedy for them. So while I'm worrying about, I'm trying to look in Brother Ricky's lane. I'm trying to look in Sister Darnell's lane. And all the while I'm driving all cricket in my lane. Secondly, we need a fear not for times when we worry about public opinion. Amen. Amen. I'll give you that Indian sign language. Yes. We worry about what everybody else is going to think. We worry about what they're going to. It's like we take a popularity poll. Can I tell you, God does not need to take a CNN or a Fox News or any kind of poll before he makes a move. He's God and he's right and he's right by himself. Amen. We need a fear not for times when we tend to worry about public opinion. Listen, Joseph was not willing to make Mary a public example. He knew the culture. He knew the tradition. He knew that Mary could be taken to the gate and stoned to death. And he didn't want Mary to be killed for what he thought was her supposed sin. He feared what others would do when the facts, or what he thought was the facts, would be known. Joseph, hear this, Joseph was willing to allow public opinion to shape his future. Now think about that. Just let it soak in. Sometimes we allow public opinion to shape our future. We worry so much about what they're going to think outside the doors of the church that we're not willing to obey what God has laid on our hearts. Can somebody say amen? Our responsibility is to do what God wants us to do, not man. It's all I can do to please him. You're not high on my priority list of pleasing people. I have to please God. The fear of public opinion can keep us from God's plan and God's best in our life. According to Proverbs chapter 29 and verse 25, it says, the fear of man bringeth a snare. Think about that. How many times we're so worried. I remember one of my best friends growing up in high school. The Pentecostal church in our tribal community, it was our church was the first there, and many of the Indian community, we hadn't been taught about the Holy Spirit. This was in the late 60s, and one of my best friends, who was very popular at school and played basketball, and I got him to visit our church one time, and I was only a young boy at the time, maybe 13, 14 years old, and I said, "I hope Sister Ethel May doesn't shout while he's here." I know how she's one of those hallelujah sisters. I wish we had more in our churches today. But lo and behold, when they got to singing, Sister Ethel May stands up. In a moment, she lifted her hands. In a moment, tears start trickling down her eyes. And in a moment, she's just started worshiping and speaking in heavenly languages. And as that 13-year-old boy, I thought my popularity was going to drain down the tubes and I'm sliding down in my seat. I was worried about public opinion when God was wanting to move. How many times have we worried about that? Can I give you a little side note? See, God knows exactly what he's doing, because my popular friend, who was captain of the basketball team, and I thought that was so weird when that dear sister got to worshiping God. Can I tell you, he came back that next Sunday. He came back the next Sunday. And that third Sunday after that, I saw him walk down to the altar and give his heart and life to Jesus Christ. And Pastor Ricky, it wasn't long before he was worshiping just like Sister Ethel did. God knows exactly what he's doing. You see, those who are in the center of God's will do not need to fear public opinion. Amen. 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 Brother, we don't have to say, "Well, what is he going to think? What is she going to think?" When you know that you are in the center of God's will, it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. Amen. Are you afraid to surrender to Christ for fear of what others will say or do? Joseph almost missed his place in God's plan. Now, God's plan would have gone forward. But Joseph almost missed his place. Joseph. I'm having a senior moment. I see it right here in my notes. Joseph almost missed God's plan for his life. Thirdly, we need a fear not for times of mental anguish. Well, that's one of those PC words, politically correct. But those of us who have ever gone through it, we don't often say mental anguish. We say, "I'm about to lose my ever-loving mind. I'm so stressed out, I'm about to..." If you have small children, praise be unto God, our children are grown. God is a good God. But when you have small children, mental anguish is putting it mildly. Now, those of you that have small grandchildren, you love to see the headlights when your kids bring the grandchildren, but you really love to see the taillights as they're leaving. You can go and say amen. She'll mute the Facebook Live. Your kids will never know. Fear not for times of mental anguish. Verse 20. While he thought on these things, during the entire year of 2020, from the first shutdown, I think if we would all be honest with ourselves, we thought on these things. We've worried about these things. We've wondered, am I prepared? Am I prepared financially? Well, what if I lose my job because of COVID? What if I get sick with COVID. What if I don't recover? What's my family going to do? So like Joseph, while he thought on these things, while he labored over these things, while we stress over these things, am I hitting home to some of us? He must have thought on these things a lot, quite a bit. Can you imagine Joseph's state of mind during this emotional crisis? The one you knew was made for you. You're going to spend the rest of your life. You're planning to grow old together. You're going to have children. They might have her eyes, have your nose, and all of a sudden you found out she's expecting. Joseph was in emotional turmoil. Joseph's worry, his anxiety was without cause, was without foundation. What he thought, hear this church, what he thought would bring death actually was going to bring deliverance. Oh, I feel the Holy Spirit as I say that. What the devil was causing him to worry and fear, I can imagine a demonic forces were trying to invade his thoughts and said, oh, it's going to bring death. They're going to kill Mary. They're going to think less of you for choosing such a lawless woman like that. What he thought was going to bring death was actually going to bring deliverance. Can somebody give him a hand of praise for that promise? Glory to God. What he thought would bring ruin to Mary's name actually immortalized it. Oh, you can't read the Christmas story. After you hear about Jesus, you hear about Mary. Ask one of our Catholic brothers or sisters how highly they regard Mary. The name of Mary is immortalized. What he thought would ruin her name actually immortalized it. He thought that people would call Mary bad. Instead, they called her blessed. That's enough to make a deacon shout right there. He thought they were going to call her bad, but instead, in God's plan, they called her blessed. Thou art blessed. Thou art highly favored. Amen. Many of our fears are groundless. We need to change fears for faith. Sometimes we're going through things and we just need to pause for a moment. And like that 4-5-year-old Mike Neal's little boy asked his mama, Mama, tell me when you sleep. I did. I was getting ready to say, ask Jamil, but she wasn't there. She was only 3 years old. Mama, tell me when you sleep. Baby, I'm still here. Don't be scared. What I was actually hoping is she'd call me to hop in the bed between her and Daddy. Daddy had gone through enough nights of that. My point in saying that, when we're having that stress, emotional anxiety, depression, worries about what we're going through as a nation, as a global community, a worldwide pandemic. And besides coronavirus, can I tell you, all of our other issues are still here. So fear not. Fear not. While you're worrying, God is working. Do you need a fear not today? Behold, look at here. God is still in control. God is still in control. Can somebody give him a hand of praise for that promise? Hallelujah. God is still in control. I'm coming to a close. I want to read to you after Joshua chapter 1. Verse 9 says, have not I commanded thee? Have not I commanded thee? Let me put it in North Carolina vernacular. Hadn't I already told you? My mama used to tell, boy, didn't I already tell you? And it's like the writer here is saying, you should understand this. I've told you this time and time again. Have not I commanded thee? Here's the point. Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. Dismayed, worried, fearful, discontent, anxious. For the Lord thy God, somebody say, He's my God. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. He's not only here with me in this beautiful sanctuary of Westmoreland, but He'll be with me in my trying times. He'll be with you on your job. He'll be with you when you're going through that family drama. He'll be with you when you get that diagnosis. He's still with you. So take that reminder. Sometimes we need a fear not moment for whatever we're going through. God will meet you in your fears just as He met Joseph. My last verse, as Jamil is coming to prepare to play something. We all quote this by heart out of the book of 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7. We love to quote this. Many of us can quote it by heart. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7. It says, casting all. Did you notice He didn't say some? Just the little ones, just the ones that you can't handle yourself, casting all your care upon Him.
That's right.
Not him, not him, not her, not Him, our Heavenly Father. Casting all your care upon Him. Why? For He careth for you. Say that to yourself. He cares for me. He cares for me. Do you know what that means? That means that there's not a tear that trickled down my face that He doesn't care about. There's not anything that causes me to lie awake at night and stare at the ceiling and wonder, what am I going to do? He cares for me. You know, I could get here at the close of this year and whine and murmur and complain and say how difficult it's been as a full-time evangelist when the economy had shut down. Our bookings were canceled for over 2 months. But can I tell you, God is still faithful. God made a way out of no way for us. And something deep down on the inside, Pastor Ricky, I think Jamil might have thought, have he lost his mind? Is he getting senile early? But I wasn't worried. I wasn't fearful. Why? Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. For I am with thee, even in this valley. Fear not. Say it with me. Fear not. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Heavenly Father, I come to You in the blessed name of Jesus. Lord, as I've labored over this word, and I've sought only to please You, Lord, not to be swayed by the countenance of men or women, but Lord, I know in my heart there are some of us that have going through exactly what Joseph felt. We felt isolated. We felt fearful. We thought on these things. We worried on these things. We were anxious over these things. And Lord, just like You did Joseph, You loved him so much, You sent a messenger. Lord, not because it's me, but because it's Your word. I'm Your humble little servant. I speak this word in the life of Your people, in the life of those that are viewing on social media. fear not. Like Joseph, sometimes we need a fear not moment.
Rainmaker, miracle worker.
In the name of Jesus, congregation, would you stand with me?
My God, that is who you are.
Now, while we're observing social distancing, in this time of prayer, if you feel it on your heart, if you would come to this altar and we will spread out, I won't lay my hands on you, but I'm going to pray for you right where I'm standing. Maybe on behalf of your family. Maybe on behalf of something you're going through, on behalf of your health, on behalf of your finances. If there's someone for special prayer, would you step out? Would you join us? Amen.
Amen. This song goes right along with Mike preached. While you're worrying, he's working.
He's working.
Hallelujah, he's the way maker, miracle worker. Sing it now.
Way if there's maker, any others, we'll spread out.
Miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God. Sing it with me. That is who
sing
you.
That.
I like this part. Sing it out. It goes like this. Oh, even when I don't see it, you're working.
Still working.
Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop. You never stop working. You never stop. You never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop. You never stop working. You never stop. You never stop. Even when I'm worrying, Lord, you are working, Jesus. Hallelujah. You are working, Jesus. While I'm worrying, you are working. Way maker, miracle worker, that is who you are. Thank you, Jesus.
Understanding.
Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop. You never stop working. You never stop. You never stop. Even when I don't see it, you're working.
In the name.
Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop. You never stop working. Never stop. You never stop. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop. You never stop working. You never stop. Never stop. Sing it out. You never stop. You never stop working. You never stop. You never stop working. You never stop. You never stop working. You never stop.
You never stop.
Waymaker. Waymaker.